This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A cataclysmic explosion erupted into the early morning sky over rural northern Illinois, shooting a fireball into the sky at a Chemtool chemical plant near Rockton, Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson.
This morning we received a call at 7 a.m. for smoke in the building, which is the Chemtool or Lubrizol manufacturing plant. And what they do there is manufacture lubricants and basically a very large industrial type building, and also a lot of product, a lot of lubricants and things like that were stored in this building as well.
Two paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division died in their Fort Bragg barracks room Friday in a case that investigators suspect involved drugs. Specialist Joshua Diamond of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Private First Class Matthew Disney of Aberdeen, Maryland, were the soldiers. USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the world continues to look for the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, America has hit a grim milestone. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died of the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day rolling average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter high. Speaking from Brussels, President Biden urged Americans who haven't yet gotten vaccinated to go get their shot.
I know that black hole that seems to consume you, that fills up your chest when you lose someone who's close to you that you adored. That's why I continue to say to America, if you've not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We have plenty vaccinations, plenty of sites. We have more work to do to beat this virus.
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Southwest Airlines was grounded nationwide. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
All Southwest Airlines flights have been grounded due to a nationwide network issue. The issue is reportedly with the company's weather monitoring system, but Southwest has not cited a specific reason. The company has said on social media that they're working to correct the problem, but have not given a timeline for flights to resume. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Some Southwest Airline flights were back up and running late Monday night after passengers across the country complained of major delays. Hollywood Burbank Airport tweeted shortly after 10 p.m. Central Time, the airline network issues have been resolved. Departing flights from Burbank are now resuming. How much are you willing to pay to travel to the edge of Earth's atmosphere? If you don't have $28 million in the cushions of your couch, you will need to hold off a bit. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has the story.
Jeff Bezos' space venture, Blue Origin, auctioned off a seat on its upcoming first crewed space flight on Saturday for $28 million.
Thank you. And that is sold, $28 million, the number 107.
The winning bidder, whose name wasn't released, will fly to the edge of space with the Amazon founder and his brother Mark on Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket, scheduled to launch on July 20th. The company said it will reveal the name of the auction winner in the coming weeks.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but we do it because it's hard and because our Democratic Republic counts on it. And thank you for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We've got plenty of problems to deal with already. So whatever you can do to that end, to lighten the load, will be much appreciated for those of us that want to see the continuation of this great American idea. Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Mark Shaw. He is back with a follow-up. Really, it just seems to be a culmination of these books that he's been writing about, you know, regarding Dorothy Kilgallen and Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy, and this latest one, Collateral Damage, The Mysterious Deaths of Marilyn Monroe and Dorothy Kilgallen, and the ties that bind them to Robert Kennedy and the JFK assassination. It's mind-blowing. And the way Mark lays this out, because when you first read this title and you go, wait, this all connects with the JFK assassination? Well, a little bit of background for Mark. So for those of you that may be hearing his name for the first time, he is a former criminal defense attorney, a legal analyst for CNN, ESPN, and USA Today for the Mike Tyson, O.J. Simpson, and Kobe Bryant cases, an investigative reporter and the author of 25, it's got to be closer to 30 books now, Mark, right?
Yeah, I just keep writing. And that subtitle, by the way, I tried to write the to use the longest subtitle ever used in the literary world. So there you go. Sorry.
Well, but hey, look it. It's because the proposition is not easily understood. This has been so complex. I mean, we still don't have the truth about JFK and so many other things that the government is involved with that has been kept away from us. And it's interesting that you have to, along the way, you pull a thread. And you and I talked about Dorothy Kilgallen. I remember as a kid reading, first of all, that, you know, she mysteriously died. And I was aware of Dorothy Kilgallen as a writer, as a TV star. She was quite renowned. And the thing that she had in common with at that time, I think it was like 250 other people, was they were all investigating JFK, and mysteriously they find themselves dead and gone. I mean, and this has happened with our eyes wide open, and still to this day we don't know the whole truth and nothing but. But Dorothy Kilgallen's name keeps coming back into play here.
Well, it does, and you're right. There is a risk of trying to expose the truth. You get on the air every day, and I'm sure you get people who don't agree with what you're doing. I certainly do with my books as well, but right. It's our duty to go ahead and try to present what we believe is the truth so people can make up their own mind. And this book was like, you know, one I wasn't going to write. You remember that I had written about the Kennedy assassination and the Poisoned Patriarch, and I wrote two books about Dorothy and her investigation of the JFK assassination and her, like you said, mysterious death in 65. So I wasn't going to write a new one, but people kept asking me whether there was a connection between the deaths of Marilyn Monroe in 1962 and Dorothy in 1965. And really, I kind of did things ass backwards here, because normally you would investigate Marilyn's death first, then JFK, then Dorothy. But I didn't do that, and I was just amazed when I started finding these connections between Dorothy and Marilyn. And she's really the guide for the reader in here. I lay out everything like a prosecutor would, but when I started connecting them, it just opened a whole new window into what happened back in 1962 to 65, because, Bill, you a lot of people don't realize these three, I guess you'd call them 20th century icons, died within 40 months of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a few years later when RFK died. So it's a very turbulent time in our history, and I've tried to reconcile that. This is kind of my contribution to history to try to figure all this out.
Well, and as an investigative reporter, I mean, there's so many questions to come about, and as you start to break that down, that was one of the things that stuck out quite clearly as I was reading your book. You go, wait a minute, that's right. When you think about it, in a short period of time, you've got the deaths of three icons, and who seems to be the center, which is going to be mind-blowing, because it blew my mind, because, you know, to be honest with you, when I was in college, I did some work on the Robert Kennedy campaign in California, okay? And to see, you know, this hidden diabolical nature that others give testimony about. I mean, this isn't your opinion. I mean, this is substantiated that, boy, the Robert F. Kennedy that we didn't know.
Well, exactly, and you know, I've tried to resolve three true crime murder mysteries here, basically, in one book, but I had no idea about Robert Kennedy, and I must tell you, as I started out, I always had respect for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he helped us. We probably avoided a nuclear war during the Cuban Missile Crisis. He was an advocate for civil rights and all of that. But I started to learn about the dark side of Bobby, and it had started when he was appointed attorney general, and Joe Kennedy had told the mobsters that if they helped him win the election for JFK, they'd leave those guys alone, and then Bobby became attorney general and went after them, and I proved in my books that basically JFK was killed by the enemies of Bobby Kennedy because they were trying to render Bobby powerless and all that. And then it, with Dorothy Kilgallen leading me along, I got into the JFK assassination and her investigation and proved that she had figured out exactly what happened there. She was at the Ruby trial. She interviewed Jack Ruby, the only one to do so, and so on and so forth. And so leading up to her death in 65, I was able to show what she believed happened since she was on the scene down there. So all of that was done. And then all at once, as I started to get into looking into Marilyn's death, I found this photograph of the two of them that's in the book. You probably saw it, you know, looking at each other during a press conference for a movie that Marilyn was making. And I found a call. I was always kind of suspicious of Marilyn having committed suicide. That was the official verdict, probable suicide.
Right.
But when I started, suspicious that I started looking in, and here's this column by Dorothy Kilgallen talking about, you know, talking about how Marilyn is doing, and she's on the upswing, and she's got a new man in her life with a bigger name than Joe DiMaggio, a former husband of hers. And I kept thinking, wait a minute, you know, this doesn't sound like a woman who would be suicidal.
Then
I found the columns where Dorothy was asking the questions at the time of Marilyn's death. And she was always good with this and looking for clues and things. Why was the light on in Marilyn's bedroom when she died? She slept in the dark. Why was she found in the nude? She didn't sleep that way. If she ingested 50 pills in 3 hours, the timeline doesn't make sense. And where's the glass in the bedroom so she would have ingested that with water? And so that got me going, and then I started to find, you know, started to be suspicious, as you would, I think, of, hey, who was in Marilyn Monroe's life right before she died?
Exactly.
And since Dorothy Nancy had mentioned a bigger name than Joe DiMaggio, I immediately went, as I think most people would, to John F. Kennedy, because most people know that they had an affair after she sang Happy Birthday to him. Remember?
Yeah. Madison, yes, exactly. Right? The infamous birthday celebration song.
Exactly.
That we could only imagine for ourselves, right?
That's right. So they had this affair, but it was short-lived because Joe Kennedy put a stop to that, believing that JFK didn't need to be running around with Marilyn Monroe when he was going to run for re-election in 64. And so I landed on Bobby Kennedy. And the first thing...
And that's weird anyway, that you got Bobby Kennedy pinch-hitting for, you know, for Jack.
Well, Jack had basically dumped her. And
yeah.
So along comes Bobby. And I found out that, you know, he had been in L.A. during 1962 working on a movie possibility with his book, The Enemy Within, about the mafia.
Yeah.
And then I found a letter from Jean Kennedy Smith, the president's sister. We understand you and Bobby are the new item.
Wow.
Please come
hey, Mark. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We got more from Mark Shaw after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
He's the best-selling author of The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. Mark Shaw continues with his former criminal defense attorney and legal analyst. We're talking about his new book, Collateral Damage, The Mysterious Deaths of Marilyn Monroe, Dorothy Kilgallen, and the ties that bind them to, yes, Robert Kennedy and the JFK assassination. Mark, I want you to pick up where we left off as you were summarizing this. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Dorothy Kilgallen had written some columns then about all the questions she had about Marilyn's death. What I did in this case is the same thing that I did in Dorothy's death. I went to the autopsies, and at 10:30 in the morning on the day after Marilyn died, they said it was a overdose of drugs. By 2:30 in the afternoon, it was probable suicide, and that just made me more suspicious of what happened. And I found out that Thomas Noguchi, who was the medical examiner, medical examiner that handled that case, and people will recognize that name from other cases that he botched.
Yes.
Said, hey, you know what, I made a mistake with this. I forgot to look at some of Marilyn's internal organs. That's a quote from him.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I figured that out, those organs had been destroyed. So that whole autopsy was just a mess, and so I pointed that out in my book. And then I went to look at Bobby Kennedy, and what the real most important thing in there, besides the letter from Jean Kennedy Smith, was a CIA document that I found that was sent around the day before Marilyn died. Robert Kennedy has been having a romance and a sex affair over a period of time with Marilyn Monroe. He is deeply involved emotionally with Marilyn and has repeatedly promised to divorce his wife to marry Marilyn. So that's what he was telling her. He had been to her home. He'd been all around the place with her.
And this is what Dorothy Kilgallen was aware of.
Well, in the CIA as well. That was in a document.
Right.
And then I found this document that connected the three of them. Marilyn had been to a party at a lodge up near Lake Tahoe, and supposedly, I think we proved, both Kennedys were there, Sam Giancana, the gangster, Frank Sinatra, and Marilyn got the idea that they were going to pass her around. In fact, she said at the point she felt like a piece of meat.
Oh, wow.
So she screamed and yelled and went back to L.A. and said, okay, I've had it. I'm going to the media with everything that I know about the love affairs. But the kicker was, and the thing that she did that was a cost to her life, in my opinion, was that she said in this CIA document, it says not only was she going to the media with the affairs with JFK and RFK, but she was going to divulge these matters of national security that both of them had told her about, whether it was pillow talk or whatever.
Mm.
One of them being how JFK had promised to kill Fidel Castro. Well, you can imagine, Bill, the threat there of Marilyn going to the media about the love affairs was bad enough.
Right.
But if she goes to the media and says they've been leaking these things, which in some ways would have been treason, their political lives would have been over. And so basically the next day after that, she was dead. And so I started to figure out exactly how that happened. I knew that Bobby Kennedy wouldn't be right there, although I knew he was there the day she died, because I found a ledger over at 20th Century Fox Studios saying he landed in a helicopter with Peter Lawford.
Yes, and that was my other question, was Peter Lawford was on the scene.
That's right. So they both were, and what I've been able to prove was they went to Marilyn's home and tried to beg her not to go to the media. She told him that she told them, I'm going to do this. I've got to let people know about how bad you people are and all that kind of thing. And as one person close to the scene there, and I only use primary sources, you know, witnesses and so on and so forth, said to me, when she threatened to go to the media, she was dead. So So I tried to look into exactly how that happened, and what I did was go back to the autopsies and look for clues and things like that, like Dorothy Kilgallen would, and basically was able to show that, I'll be able to show in the book, as people will see, and I want them to make up their own mind, how she was given these barbiturates that killed her. There's a clue in there about an injury, a fresh injury she had at the time she died that was in the autopsy, and there are a couple other clues in there that kind of lead to how this happened. And so I surmise, Bill, that basically Bobby Kennedy could not let her go to the media. He used operatives wherever he got them to go over to her home. And basically Marilyn Monroe was dead shortly thereafter.
And this had to be by injection, Mark, right? Or am I going too far with that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't by taking them with a glass of water.
Right.
So let people use their own imagination as to how else it might have gotten into her body. And again, I'd rather people, I'm not trying to be coy, but I'd rather people read how I took this through the steps of showing what I believe happened to her. And you know, what's most interesting here to me, or what most readers have been telling me that I get emails from and things like that, is that this is true. If Bobby Kennedy would have been prosecuted for Marilyn Monroe's death, his complicity in her death in 1962, based on all of the strong evidence, then, the people that killed JFK wouldn't have had to have killed him to make Bobby powerless, because he would have been powerless and not Attorney General again. And then you stretch that on, so there would have been no JFK assassination. And then you stretch that on, there would have been no death of Dorothy Kilgallen in 1965, because she wouldn't have investigated the JFK assassination. So the bottom line is that basically the abuse of power by Bobby Kennedy in 61 and 62 led to the death of these three icons.
Why was Bobby Kennedy assassinated?
Well, I've been working. People ask me, "What's your next book, Mark?" I don't know if I'm going to look into that or not.
Yeah.
I've looked into it a couple times. The problem there is that motive is clear, and I look at motive with each one of these three deaths as well. But motive is clear. Bobby Kennedy knew that Marcello had, and we talked about that.
Yeah.
Marcello was the one, the New Orleans Don, who had the main motive to have killed JFK to render Bobby powerless. Well, now, if Bobby Kennedy runs for president and wins, what's the first thing he's gonna do? He's gonna go after Marcello and those guys.
Right.
So the
exactly.
motive is there to eliminate him. But I've looked into this some, and I've never been able to connect Sirhan, if he's actually the one who shot RFK. RFK's son doesn't believe that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be able to bring that connection in there somewhere, and it may be that I'll look into that a little bit more. But right now, I haven't been able to prove that through my credible sources yet.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a lengthy conversation with Rosie Greer. Rayford Johnson is suggested to be the one who got the gun. It was Rosie Greer who had the gun.
Oh,
he had the gun in his pocket, and later on it was Rayford who said, "Hey, give me the gun." And so when he gave him the gun, then it looked like as if he was the one that had taken the gun out of Sirhan's hands, but it was Rosie Greer that did.
I
can tell you that as a matter of fact. And so Rosie, being the humble guy that he is, he's not going to say anything about it. He just kind of went with it. But he was very upfront and very deliberate and precise with me about what had happened and how that came down. And
Interesting. Well, I'll keep that in mind. And, you know, people may be asking your listeners, why are we worried about this? It's 60 years ago almost or whatever. But it's all about history and distortions of history. And people like you and I have to be able to present facts and everything like that. So I want people to stop and think. And also, you know, I've connected the three of them. The subject of the book, but each one, was denied justice. Of course, JFK being assassinated, and then this whole Oswald alone theory and everything
right.
is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing too, because how do you take out how do you get the CIA and FBI out of the picture of this deal? You can't have. I mean, this was such an inside deal that it just couldn't have been just the mafia. You know, this smacks of inside. Complicity, just for any basic person doing any kind of investigation, you knew that the mafia could not have the sole power to do what they were able to do, to be able to arrange where the president was going, to be able to slow down the motorcade. And this is after two previous attempts on his life on that current tour, that it was, what, in Detroit and then also in Florida, where they tried to assassinate him, but they didn't have control of the upper buildings, you know, the rooftops. So then here they go, and they do it again, and it was a total setup on him, I believe, in what happened in Dallas.
Good point. Good point. Well, you know, I hope that people will give the book a shot, and I love to hear from people. I get tips from people.
I want you to know I was really upset with you because I couldn't put the book down.
Oh.
And I spent so many sleepless nights going, no, really, this is, you've done such an outstanding job on this, Mark. I mean, this is awesome. I highly recommend it to everybody. We're going to link it on our website. And, of course, this interview will be linked on the website as well, so they can share it with their friends and neighbors and get a closer look to collateral damage from Mark Shaw. Thank you, Mark. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A cataclysmic explosion erupted into the early morning sky over rural northern Illinois, shooting a fireball into the sky at a Chemtool chemical plant near Rockton, Illinois. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson.
This morning we received a call at 7 a.m. for smoke in the building, which is the Chemtool or Lubrizol manufacturing plant. And what they do there is manufacture lubricants and basically a very large industrial type building, and also a lot of product, a lot of lubricants and things like that were stored in this building as well.
Two paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division died in their Fort Bragg barracks room Friday in a case that investigators suspect involved drugs. Specialist Joshua Diamond of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and Private First Class Matthew Disney of Aberdeen, Maryland were the soldiers. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We got great news for you. E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, it is back this year and promises to be packed with exciting announcements and reveals. After being canceled last year, the highly anticipated and now all digital event will allow gamers worldwide to watch and participate. We've got the tech expert, the one and only Andrea Smith, with us. She's going to talk about all the newest in gaming coming out of the conference this year. She'll also share her personal favorite gaming accessories and what else we can look forward to this year, from consoles to headsets, controllers, and more. She's got everything you need to know to get your head in the game. Are you excited, Andrea, or what?
Well, I'm excited because E3, as you say, was so highly anticipated this year because it didn't happen last year. And because it was all digital, gamers got to see the video stream over the four-day event. And there were some cool announcements coming out. We heard about a new game from Ubisoft based on Avatar, the James Cameron film franchise. Xbox announced its Game Pass streaming services is going to be available for smart TVs and phones. So, you know, this is like the cool place where you hear about everything that's going to be coming out during the year.
Well, yeah, this is so exciting. And I know that, you know, yes, I thought last year in terms of doing a virtual experience with but it's nothing like being right there and touching and holding and, you know, playing around with things, right?
Well, actually, so last year it was canceled because
it was canceled altogether. Okay, maybe I misunderstood.
It was canceled altogether,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this year it's still not, it was digital. It was all digital.
Right.
So still not in person. But hopefully next year, back in L.A. in person.
Back to touchy-feely, all that good stuff that we love to do. Okay, so tell us what's new this year. You touched on a couple.
Well, yeah, I mean, this year, TVs designed with gaming features, like the Samsung Neo QLED has exclusive gaming features like a high frame rate of 120 frames per second with incredible clarity and contrast. Gamers can choose to play compatible PC games in either a wide aspect ratio, like they normally do, or they can choose an ultra-immersive ratio. And then for even more immersion, the TV's game object tracking sound projects audio around the room, putting players right in the middle of the action. There's an on-screen game bar that lets users check their input lag or connect to a wireless headset, all while remaining in the action. So a lot of it is about, you know, not taking away from that gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the next accessory comes in. OtterBox has gotten into the gaming accessories space, and at E3, they've announced an industry first, the Power Swap Controller Battery. Bill, this is so cool. It's a wireless rechargeable battery for Xbox gaming controllers that you swap out while you're playing. You don't have to stop to change your batteries and then reconnect to the console because there's a power reserve built in that keeps you playing while you swap out that battery. The light indicators flash to let you know when you're running out of juice.
Wow, how are they going to keep those in stock?
I don't know, because I think that's going to be really, really popular.
Yeah, without a doubt. Give us a couple of more of your favorite reveals.
Well, accessories, right? So everyone this past year, you know, a lot of people have started playing games. A lot of people are gaming. Families are gaming. People are trying to be pro level. So you've got gaming accessories that you can personalize, like PowerA's Fusion Pro 2 wired Xbox controller has customizable pro-level features like a mappable pro pack with four paddles. You can switch your layout on the fly. A three-way trigger lock to adjust your trigger pulls to match your game style. And those rumble motors for that immersive gaming experience. The Fusion Pro 2 wired controller for Xbox Series X and S just launched and also works with the Xbox One and PC. And then when it comes to gaming audio, well, you know, it's all about sound quality and comfort.
Yeah.
Lucid Sound headsets have superior sound and a dual mic system, you know, for that crystal clear chatting with your team. The LS15 wireless gaming headsets for Xbox and PlayStation have quick access controls right on the ear cuff. So you can adjust your audio while you stay focused in the game. Again, it's that staying focused but being able to make changes while you're playing. They've got an interference-free wireless connection to your gaming console or PC, and those memory foam ear pads, super comfortable, even if you wear glasses like me.
Oh, that's good. We're talking with Andrea Smith, award-winning news and tech journalist. She spent over two decades as the technology producer at ABC News, was most recently lifestyle tech editor at Mashable. She explores the many ways technology changes how we live, work, and communicate, such as digital parenting. Speaking of digital parenting, you know, some parents saying, look, we're way beyond, we've been watching our kids, you know, have a lot of fun with gaming. As parents, what's the launch pad for us if we want to get involved and, jump into something that is just so technologically advanced? What's a simple bit of advice that parents who say, look, I want to have some fun, too. What do I do?
Well, first of all, ask your kids and see if they'll play with you and show you. I mean, I was always intimidated by those big gaming controllers. What do these buttons do?
Right.
So, maybe start with some mobile gaming. If you've got a really good phone with that high refresh rate, you can play some of these games on a mobile device. So it's not quite as intimidating, and you could really start playing some games. So that's a good way to start. There's also PC games, so you can go that way, and the streaming services like the Xbox Game Pass streaming services. And if you want to play one of the console games, well, ask your kids to show you. Tell them you want to play with them.
Well, look, I sit down with the 5-year-old grandkid. He's smoking me. And I'm going, hey, let me catch up here. And he looks at you like, you're just so incompetent.
Those are the digital natives. They are born knowing how to use those things.
Yeah, exactly. Like what happened? They were in the womb? They got advanced teaching in the womb or something?
Yes, I think so.
Wow, this is incredible. Well, look, it's always a joy to be talking with Andrea, and we're talking about E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. It's back this year. Still not totally back to normal, but nonetheless, it's going to be a pretty good presentation, right?
Absolutely. It's a 4-day event, and gamers were able to watch the video stream, so, at least there was some involvement.
Mm-hmm. Now, are they still able to watch the video stream?
I'm pretty sure if you go to the E3 website, they might have posted some of them. That's E3Expo.com.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you go there, you probably can still see some of the streams. And for information on everything I talked about, you can head to G6News.com/E3.
Well, what else can we look forward to, Andrea? I mean, here we are. We're halfway through the year. It's amazing, right? And we've got the holidays coming up, and, of course, our kids are going to want the latest. So how many other innovations do you anticipate coming down the pike? I'm sure you may have gotten a little bit of a preview because your house, the truck is always stopping there with the latest tech device to, make sure you have a chance to review it and check it out.
Last year it did slow down a little bit. It's picking up again. I had my first business trip back into the city to see some new devices under non-disclosure. There are some cool new things coming out. Innovation is going to continue. So all I can say, Bill, is stay tuned. Let's talk again soon.
Well, exactly. And the thing is about this, because this is tech and these are young kids and their ideas. I mean, it is amazing what comes out of these kids and the things that they want. And you're sitting there trying to, like I said, my 5-year-old grandson is smoking me on the machines. And I'm sitting here just trying to get caught up and, because I'm so far behind the curve. But these kids are so far ahead. They've got ideas themselves of how to innovate and how to, further develop this technology.
Yeah, they do. So I suggest you spend a little time with your grandson and let him show you.
Yeah,
Thank you so much, Bill.
Andrea, as always, appreciated. One last thing, remind everybody again where they can go.
Yes, head to d6news.com/E3.
Thank you, Andrea. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yep, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander time. Yes, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND and the Christian Post. Hey, Rachel, how we doing?
Good. And Newsmax is going to start carrying my columns now, too.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations, as they should. We always appreciate your insightful perspective and what you bring to helping us understand what's happening with our world. Real quick, before we get into red state governors using Democratic PR firms, which is amazing to me, which is, I think, really points to a bigger issue about the Republican Party with some sort of identity crisis. But before we unravel that web of delusion, what's the latest there in Arizona with this audit that's taking place?
The latest I've heard is that they are finding various discrepancies. Mm-hmm. So it's the information is coming out very slowly, you know, piecemeal, and they're not done yet. But they are going to announce some, I think it sounds like, landslide findings.
Wow, that would be epic if they were to do that, because that would be quite the example to the rest of the country that where other audits are taking place, Rachel. As you know, there's been such a cover by Democrats in the status quo that says, look, there's not enough there. There might have been some cheating, but it's not enough to really matter. But that's been the normal refrain for decades here that got us to this point, that emboldened the Democrats and big tech and all the players of this this deceptive election that we went through that has disenfranchised voters, particularly Republicans, because they're saying, why should I participate? You know, don't send me emails asking for money anymore. You guys have done nothing to protect the integrity of this last election. And I don't care what you tell me. There's just not enough sense to come up with a conclusion that people want us to buy into and that Joe Biden won the election.
Right. And, you know, I don't know if we discussed this a couple weeks ago on your show or not, but one of the key findings they've discovered is that these boxes of ballots had different numbers on the pink sheets included mm-hmm. with the ballots yes. as compared to the numbers of ballots that were in there. And one of the examples they gave was 35 ballot numbers off.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you see, this is all chain of custody issues, and that's been a problem from day one. And in some cases, there's been some election boards that have destroyed the evidence, which is, you know, last I heard, was against the law, right?
They don't care about that. We're all conspiracy freaks if we ever want to uphold the law.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It's a double standard. It's a double mm-hmm. standard, a different standard of justice for them.
Right. Well, and they keep resisting, which is what they did for 4 years with Donald Trump at the people's expense. $70 million, we know what they paid for to find out that there was no Russian collusion. It was like, oh, and then here we are. We're battling the nonsense of what happened with COVID. And, and what do they come back to say? Well, maybe Donald Trump was right after all. Maybe it was a lab leak, right?
Oh, but they're barely admitting maybe. Have you noticed none of them ever characterize it that way? They never say, we were wrong. The headlines are always like, oh, we're going to launch an investigation. As if it was like their idea to suddenly like do it.
Exactly. Like you and I haven't been talking about it for a year and a half. And it's like, okay, I mean, really? I mean, you're talking, here's, you know, two independent types and other independent organizations, because any of the others that are beholden to somebody, including Fox News, they have to be careful. They can only go so close to the line. But you and I, we can tell the truth no matter where it leads, because we're truth tellers and committed to it.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, I don't get paid for my column. Nobody paid me what to write. And so I see it the way it is.
Exactly. Well, and this is what we need, because the legacy media has abandoned their post. They're missing in action. And look what's happening. I mean, it's an absolute fiasco. Our government is being represented by two people. I think Joe Biden probably laughed after watching the vice president's poor showing, in Guatemala and in Mexico, and probably, cackled back at her saying, and they think I'm incompetent, right?
Oh, he's looking at it like job security, because everybody thought they were going to get rid of him, and now she's proving to be just as incompetent as the Democrat primary voters all thought she was when they decided to not to choose her.
Well, yeah, I mean, because here it was. I mean, what did she end up? About 3% of the vote was all she could get. And even though she had all this money in her side, that's all she could rally was 3%. So we go from 3%, and now she becomes elected vice president through this goofy election, which, as I shared, I may have shared with you last time, I talked and had a meeting, a very short meeting with Congressman Andy Biggs, and I told him, they were talking about enlarging the Republican tent, and I said, look, you've got to first bring back home those disenfranchised conservative and Republicans that feel like you left them in a lurch when you guys, folded your tents over this election. People are ticked. I mean, they're not buying into what numbers that you're coming up and trying to tell us that we can't say anything about what we believe is an illegitimate election that gave the White House to the Democrats and to Joe Biden.
Well, a left-leaning polling site here in Arizona, High Ground, found that in March that 52% mm-hmm. of of Republicans believe there was voter fraud in Arizona.
Right. Yeah, so what do? You just stick your head in the sand out there in the desert and just ignore all that? Meanwhile, as your country is being sold out, energy independence is sent by the wayside, and, you know, here we are supposedly concerned about Russia, but Joe Biden supports the move of a Russian pipeline, shoots down our pipeline, gases across the country at least a dollar over what they were last year at this time. I mean, it's devastating. Our borders are wide open. Open and what that will prove to demonstrate down the road in terms of the the illegals that are coming in that are not necessarily America First people.
Yeah, it's going to be a brave new world under Joe Biden with everybody he's letting into the country. And, you know, I just weep for all the people who are going to die from the terrorists and the drug cartels and, you know, all those type of people that are going to sneak into the country.
Well, how about all the people that already died because of the release of COVID and how this administration has given them cover? And then he's overseas with the G7 and NATO, and they come out with some sort of mealy mouth, you know, oh, well, you know, maybe they should investigate. They could do something right away, like take away their privileged nation status. That would hit them hard and fast to let them know that the international community is not going to put up with these kind of antics.
Yeah, well, the Biden has just been an embarrassment so far at the G7 summit. So, I mean, it's literally so painful. I don't want to watch any of the video coming out of it. I mean, I'll literally just read a little bit about it later because I'm so embarrassed to have him as our president.
Well, it's really cringeworthy. That's, and I'm like you on this. I watch it and I just close my eyes and then I got to turn it off because I can't handle it. I mean, the bumbling that continues. I mean, I can only imagine what his handlers must be thinking as he goes off and he can't figure out the difference between Syria and Libya. I mean, what a train wreck. And then he's going to meet with Putin on Wednesday. I mean, Putin's going to hand him his hat. I mean, this is embarrassing, truly. Look, we got about 3 minutes left, but I wanted to talk about the column that you wrote about. And this was quite the reveal. These red state governors using Democratic PR firms. What's going on?
Oh, this is just horrible, especially in this era where conservatives are getting canceled right and left. Conservative journalists and PR is like a kind of, I look at it as a wing of that. And so this New York-based MMGY-NJF, it's one of the biggest PR companies in the nation. It has been hired by three red states, which include Florida, Texas, and South Dakota. And it's doing these horrible things like funding this Latinx intersectionality poll. This is taxpayers' dollars that are going to this poll. Yeah, and then money that it makes from the poll, it's going to donate to this organization called, it's this travel organization that Travel Unity that puts on these events with these hateful speakers. I just scrolled through a list of their speakers, and there is not a single conservative in there, and most of them are just horrible wolf people who are all about, you know, global social justice and intersectional environment.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this is CRT to another level altogether. This is incredible. What is DeSantis' administration? How are they responding to this? How can this be happening to Florida?
Well, might be the good news. After this all came out like a week or two ago, this PR firm literally scrubbed Florida's name off their list of people supporting this, woke stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, this is insane. So just Florida. But there's other red states that are still going along to get along. What happened if they do this? They get free Dominion software too for the midterms. Just kidding.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what is going on? And you know, I've worked for politicians for years, as you know, on the inside. And so my gut instinct is, it's some, you know, rhino staffers at the high levels who have become buddy-buddy with these PR people. And I work with lefties, and I know how they can totally suck up to you and, you know, make you think that they're friend just so they can get your business. But and then a lot of us on the right, we are so naive and so nice and so trusting. You know,
yes.
we just go along with it. And so I think that's what's happened. They've just you know, become, you know, back slapping good friends, and that's why this is allowed to.
Well, we got to leave it there. So we'll stay on top of the story and keep us up to date on it as always. Rachel Alexander from Arizona, and she's the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, Christian Post, and now Newsmax, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Rachel Alexander, thank you. Take care.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters